It has been a rather gray Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, but temperatures have actually moved up a bit from where they have been. Most areas have moved above the freezing mark this afternoon. There are a couple of isolated spots that are still cooler than the freezing mark, but for most of us, temperatures have moved up at least close to 40 degrees, which definitely feels pretty good after the chilly weather that we've had recently. And we'll have a pretty mild day ahead for tomorrow, with many areas bouncing back up into the 40s. So a little bit of a break from the cold weather here, and then we'll see some cooler weather return on Sunday. Most areas have stayed dry through the day, though there's a little disturbance riding through the North Country, and that might bring a couple of rain or snow showers into the early evening. It's not going to be a giant deal, but if you are in Plattsburgh or Burlington, you might need that umbrella if you have plans during the evening hours. For the rest of the area, things are looking pretty quiet weather-wise into this evening, and temperatures tonight really won't be that cold for this time of year, though it's still cool enough you'll need to have a jacket. Temperatures will be largely in the 30s to around 40 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, we're actually going to end up mostly missing a storm. There's actually a couple of storm potentials this weekend, and it looks like this first one late tonight into tomorrow morning is largely going to stay to our south. So there might be a shower late tonight, south of Albany especially, into early tomorrow morning. But for most of us, that first storm threat is going to be a big miss coming up tomorrow, and that means mainly going to be a dry day. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll probably be a little bit brighter across the north, a little bit cloudier farther south, but all in all, it'll be a pretty nice day to get outside. Temperatures in most areas make it up into the 40s tomorrow afternoon, which will feel pretty nice. I mean, it's not necessarily open the windows type warmth, but at least it'll be a little bit less harsh in terms of the chill. And then for Sunday, the second part of that system comes up into the area. There's still some question marks as to exactly how far north that storm goes, but there's at least a chance for some rain or a wintry mix on Sunday. Stay up to date on the forecast for that over the weekend, and there may be some scattered snow showers coming up on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers this evening, a low of 30 to 35. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers this evening, lows in the lower to mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of a shower mainly after midnight, a low of 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with a possible shower early, then clouds mixing with a few sunny breaks later in the day, milder with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy skies, maybe a passing shower, lows in the middle to upper 30s, and for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and some sun, milder with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, chance of rain or a wintry mix, breezy, with highs in the 30s to around 40, and on Monday, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy, with highs in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.